Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll meet the first two candidates to throw their hat in the ring for the 68th Assembly District seat currently held by Republican Jesse James. However, he's announced he's running for the state Senate. That's opened the door for Republican Karen Hurd of Fall Creek and Republican Hillary Roth of Altoona to seek the office. We'll hear more from both of them on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, Hurd and Roth are the first two Republicans to announce their candidacies, but there could be more. However, in this quarter hour, we'll meet these two. This past Monday, a former co-host of the WIB Wake Up Show, Hillary Roth of Altoona, announced her candidacy for the 68th Assembly District.
In the 20-plus years that I have lived in the Chippewa Valley, it has been my absolute honor to serve my community in many ways, from organizing blood drives to handing out water at marathons, to being a police and fire commissioner for the city of Altoona, serving on the school board for the school district of Altoona, to being a chief inspector for our local elections and polling places. I serve. I step up for my community in real, tangible ways on a regular basis. Those of you that know me know that my family lives by the motto, I can't change the world, but I can work really hard to make my corner of it a better place. Those words and that heart of service have led me to take the next step for my community and have brought us all here today. When Representative Jesse James announced that he was pursuing a Senate seat, thus opening his assembly seat, I felt that it was time to step up for my community once again by serving in the assembly. I am honored and humbled to announce my candidacy for the 68th Assembly District of Wisconsin.
Roth expresses her admiration for the current Representative James.
Representative James has done an exemplary job of leading within the community during his role in the Assembly, and I wish him all good things as he pursues his role in Senate. Thank you, Jesse, for modeling service and leadership over the past several years.
As was covered on last week's Chippewa Valley This Week, James is one of three Republican candidates set to square off in an August 9th primary for the 23rd State Senate District seat currently held by Republican Kathy Bernier, who earlier said she's not seeking re-election. Roth has a special passion for education, serving as a board member for the Wisconsin Association for the Talented and Gifted. She's the chair of their Government Action Committee, a role that had her testifying at a public hearing in Madison this past Tuesday. She's also served on the Altoona School Board since May of 2020.
As a school board member, I have a proven track record of working hard for our kids and keeping the decisions of raising children in the hands of their parents. Parents know their children better than anyone else and have the tools and knowledge to best decide how to meet the needs of their child.
Roth has served as an Altoona Police and Fire Commissioner since January of 2018.
In my 4 years as Police and Fire Commissioner for the City of Altoona, I have gained unique insights into the challenges that face law enforcement today. I support our police and firefighters and look forward to working with and advocating for our emergency services.
As for what her priorities would be if elected to represent the 68th Assembly District, Roth points to a survey recently conducted by Representative James's office of the constituents in the district.
In a recent survey, they outlined the top priorities of the 68th Assembly District. Your priorities are my priorities, and I will work hard to ensure good roads and strong infrastructure to serve our families and our businesses. Fiscal responsibility with your tax dollars, workforce development that will ensure that we have skilled and trained workers, and a strong education system promising a bright future for our state.
Roth says one of the things she's really learned during her time serving on the board for Wisconsin Association for Talented and Gifted is
all students, no matter what their ability levels and capability levels are, have unique needs, be that the special needs students, the kids that are just, you know, right there in the middle, like most of our kids, or those advanced learners. Every child has unique learning needs, and as educators, we need to serve those unique needs.
And what has Roth learned during her time on the Altoona School Board that she can take with her to Madison?
You know, as far as my time on the school board, I see how schools work. You know, the funding formulas for those schools are very complex. So being able to wrap my head around what those funding formulas and services look like for all learners has been something that I've gained on our school board. Interestingly, I'm actually right now going through the process of becoming a substitute teacher. You know, there's a huge need. Again, I step up for my community. There's a need for substitute teachers right now, so I'm going through that process. I think that'll give me insights as to what's going on in the school districts, in the classrooms as well. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because there's a need, and I have the ability to fill that need. So I think those all combine into some good education background.
Does Republican Assembly candidate Hillary Roth support school choice?
I absolutely believe in school choice. Again, every learner has a unique need. And as a parent, that is putting that raising your children in your own hands. You should have the choice as to where your children go to school. If that's homeschooling, if that's parochial schooling, if that's public schooling. I'll be honest, at one time or another, I've done all three with my kids. We've done parochial school. We've done public school. I did pull them out for a short time in elementary and truly homeschooled. I did a virtual school option for them last year. I think it's in the hands of the parents to really determine how their children are raised and educated.
1 week earlier, Roth's Republican primary opponent, Fall Creek Village trustee and businesswoman Karen Hurd, had announced her candidacy for the 68th Assembly District.
For a long time, I have thought that the best way to achieve one of my primary goals of changing our society and world for the better was through science. However, with the COVID-19 crisis that unfolded in early 2020, it became clear that science alone would not necessarily affect change. Politics is the driving force.
After a campaign kickoff statement, Hurd elaborated.
Because of my background in biochemistry, when COVID first happened, we already knew that there were several clades. Clades are different groups of possible mutations on the genome that this virus has. And so that was, I was reading this research in June, and this is coming straight out of the labs, and so we knew that. So we acted so surprised when we had the Delta, you know, we had the Delta variant, then we went on through the various variants, and then now we are at the Omicron, and we knew this was going to happen. And we knew that there would be more mutations as we go on, because that's what viruses do. They're going to mutate. I mean, that's just science. They're going to mutate. And so we are going to have to move past the pandemic stage into what's called an endemic. An endemic means we're going to be living with COVID-19 forever. It is here.
Hurd continues.
It's no different than another virus. It's not, you know, we have given it such massive importance, but it is a virus. I'll say it's no different. It's, we have politicized it to a place, you know, because we have other viruses that are even more deadly, you know, that we could go through. And so I just want us to be a reasonable approach and not to have knee-jerk reactions, and then to go about looking at everything from every angle, not just the health. As you look at what the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, puts out as what is public health, it's not just feeling healthy in your body, but it's economic health, it's social health, it's behavioral health, and we have to look at all of those factors. And so what we did is we created what's called a silo, and we just focused so much on the physical that we forgot about all the other aspects. That's the way we went into this pandemic, and we sort of excluded all the rest of it. And then a lot of people got hurt from the backwash of that.
The Leader Telegram's Eric Lindquist asked Hurd.
It's interesting when you're talking about the science, because, of course, the general scientific consensus seems to be encouraging as many people as possible to take the vaccine, to start to knock this thing out. And
you know what's going to knock it out?
Masks,
this is my
distance. And yeah. Now it's, you know, you got half the people thinking it's all, you use the term political, it's all political and I don't want to do any of it.
Yes. I will tell you, this is my own personal opinion as a scientist, that we will come through this crisis not because of the vaccines, but because so many people will have COVID-19, we will develop herd immunity because we just have so many people that have had it. It'll be our natural immunity that is going to protect us. And that's That's what I think that we will see, especially as we move into an endemic. I think that will be coming in the next year, that it's just there, and if you've had COVID, that is the best protection you can have, is the natural immunity.
Herd's opponent, Hillary Roth of Altoona, says healthcare is also part of her background.
I'm actually a registered nurse. I worked as a registered nurse before I had kids, and then I came home to raise my children, but I have emergency medicine background, and I still maintain my licensure as a registered nurse. So I definitely have that healthcare background. Working in the emergency department, I see the need, especially even back when I was still working, that need for mental health services. I really applaud the work that Representative James and Senator Brunier have done in bringing more mental health beds to our area. I definitely see the need for more mental health services. Huge wait times for therapists, for especially our young people that struggle with mental health issues.
And where does Roth stand on COVID-19? Does she believe we're going to get through this?
I do feel we are going to get past COVID-19. I mean, we're going to have to get past it, not by eradicating it, because that's just not possible. The COVID family of viruses have been around since they were identified in the 1950s. We're not going to get rid of that COVID family of viruses. We need to learn how to live and function. And we need the medical freedom to make our own choices for our own unique medical needs.
Regarding the ongoing investigation of the 2020 election, Heard says,
I think that in all elections, there has been some cheating, whether it was the 2020, the 2016. I mean, there's just always somebody out there trying to slip in an extra ballot, you know, voting for mom who died last week or whatever. And so I think that when we have evidence that something has been done wrong, we need to investigate that like we would any other crime. And we need to bring those people who committed the crime to justice. But I'm not ready to just blanketly say everything was just crazy and, you know, just blame that the whole state of Wisconsin, you know, all of our election officials were, you know, corrupt. No, not at all. We have wonderful election officials. And so could there be some people that cheated? Yes, I think that in some counties that did happen. But did it happen in Eau Claire County? Not that I'm aware of. And so I think that we have a lot of strength of integrity in our elections. And like anything, if we have hard evidence, this is what I'm asking people, show me the evidence. Okay, you saw somebody, you know, doing something incorrect, then let's pursue that. And then let's turn those into the proper authorities and let's get it investigated.
So would you like to see Gableman wrap up the investigation?
He needs to pursue whatever data was brought to him. So saying to wrap it up, he needs to be able to go to the end and say, this was not legitimate, or it was legitimate, and we have some people that we're bringing to justice for it. So, but as far as looking ahead for 2022, we need to go ahead. We're fine. We're going to be okay in our elections.
Heard says she doesn't agree with those on the far right who want to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
I'm not on that far side. I think there's cheating done everywhere. I mean, there's cheating done at the grocery store. You know, people are slipping things in their pocket, you know, at Walmart and wherever, you know. So I think that happens, and we just need our election inspectors to fill out, you know, this has gone wrong, and then it'll go through the right channels to get fixed.
And with Altoona's Hillary Roth having announced her candidacy a week after her Republican opponent Karen Herd of Fall Creek, I asked Roth why voters should choose her over Herd.
I think I am a very well-rounded candidate. You know, I'm a registered nurse, so I know the impact that this pandemic has had on our healthcare field. Being on the school board, I know the impact that has happened in learning over the past 2 years as well. I have that healthcare background. I have that education background, EMS, police and fire, you know. I'm just very well-rounded, and I really have a heart for service. This isn't about me. It's about the voters and the people that live within this assembly district and helping them to get what they need in our state.
Finally, Roth says,
I have a heart for service, and I look forward to meeting with all of you in the months leading up to election. I'm ready to step up for our community. and serve.
That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, putting the spotlight on the Republican primary in the 68th Assembly District. At least as it sits now, we're hearing there could be other candidates, but time will tell. We'll wait and see. For now, it's Fall Creek Village Board Trustee Karen Hurd, also a businesswoman there in Fall Creek. Meanwhile, also Altoona School Board member and a member of the Police and Fire Commission, Hillary Roth. Thanks so much for listening. Check out the podcast at WIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson, the preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.